We made sure that an audit has been done. We have asked for the other years when they were there under Sudan, but nothing has been done. But now they have started making sure that they operate using some high environmental standards. So whatever we are going to get will be made public. People will be held to account, and companies that have not been operating using high environmental standards will have to pay for that.
Talk to me about the South Sudan Petroleum Act. What does it say about companies that are coming to invest in the oil industry? I thought environment would be top on the list. Environment management would be top on the list. And if that is the case, why is it taking many years to hold these companies accountable?
First of all, if you have inherited a company or an operation, because what I know, before exploiting a resource, you have to conduct an environmental and social impact assessment. But what happened with the oil industry in Sudan by then? When Chevron left, then it went to Araki, then Talisman, we are in a war situation. Nobody in Sudan by then was thinking of environmental safeguards. What the Sudanese government were doing was simply make sure that they exploit this oil as fast as they can, develop whatever they want to do, because the oil is in the south. Okay? So, and those oil fields were actually treated as military barracks. You cannot go there. Okay? So all these years, even
today, the oil fields are treated also as a national security asset. You cannot go to the oil field.
No, but we in the minute,
the national security are present there, and I will be arrested for filming and taking pictures of the damage or the damages.
Why do you want to go without taking permission?
It's a no-go zone area, Under Secretary Africano.
Our people used to go and visit those places. So even now, the firms that went to do the assessment were given clearance to go anywhere they wanted to go. So the reality is on the ground is not as you perceive. Okay? It's not like when you're in the West, you can just go anywhere. There are processes that you need to do. Take the permission, get the permit, you are given security, also going there. You also have to be protected from, like, given the right attire to wear and all that kind of stuff. So now we have the access to the place. Our people will be going there impromptu to make sure that operations will be done the right way. This audit is a game changer, and hopefully anybody who will be operating the oil fields in South Sudan will be putting environment first.
When will the results of the audit be made available to the public?
Very soon.
How soon is very soon?
You have 3 audits, 600 pages, and over 30 people going to review, going to go to the field to make sure that what is done there is corroborated, check all the lab results of all the testing that have been done, the sampling and all that kind of stuff. So this soon for us, we are trying to make sure that, because the appetite is there and we don't want to bolt things and we want to make sure that we do it right, soon is something that will take us at least 1, 2, or 3 months. So that will be a thing that I think is doable for us.
Thank you very much, Undersecretary Africano Battelle. I will check back with you in 3 months to read the report, and we will have a discussion on that. Thank you very much.
When we get the report and when we review them, they will be public documents. So everybody can research, everybody can look into it, and I think we are in the right track. So I will just try to caution the people on the ground that things are happening. The Minister of Environment will make sure that anybody who comes to the country and thinks that they will be able to pollute, or destroy the environment will not be able to have free pass in this country. Thank you.